Now, Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
In part 11 of our 18-part series on returning to school, Bobby Dooley is a president of a parent-teacher organization in Western Estates, California, and also the head of a group called Parents to Stop the Violence. Tell us about your organization and what you are doing differently to stop violence on campus, Ms. Dooley.
So we believe that violence on campus is out of control. We don't think we've learned anything from Columbine and what happened there. And I can give a very personal proof of that, which is what I told reporters yesterday. My own son has been victimized. It happened on our campus. It was late last week, as recently as last week. My son is a member of the varsity football team, and they were in their locker room. They were doing weight training. My son is a defensive lineman. He works out with weights. He has a very strong stomach. He's what the kids call, they have a six-pack or a washboard stomach.
I'm familiar, yeah.
And so he said to one of the other kids, and keep in mind that my son is very respected around school. The other mothers, I have to tell you, have been cute. They've sort of fanned their brows when they see my son Seth walk by because they say he is I don't want to say sexy because obviously they're older women, but they do take note of how he can't arouse them.
All right, fine, but you're saying that your son is good-looking and he's very hard-bodied.
He is, and he has the respect of other students. I think it's humorous. I heard from one of the mothers, Seth forced one of the freshmen to carry his lunch tray for him. The kids will give up their seats to him at lunch. So they do know that when they see my son coming, he gets a lot of respect. So they were fooling around in the locker room.
All right. Now, your son is in the locker room with these other kids?
Yes. And Seth said to one of the other players, "I've got a very strong stomach. Take your best shot." And what that means is you can...
I know what it means. Take a punch.
Yes. To punch him. And the other boy was afraid of Seth because he's so big. And the kids are intimidated, and Seth said, "No, go ahead and hit me," because he wanted to show the other players that the abdominal exercises he does, which are the new interval training abdominal crunches used by the United States Marine Corps, which my son is the only one who uses, by the way, and he told Coach Miller about them.
All right, that's fine.
So he said, "Go ahead, take your best shot, the best." The other boy again said no, and here my son is trying to show the other boys how to get a good abdomen. He was only trying to help. So in order to get the boy to hit his stomach, he called him, and I think it's understandable in that situation, a fag, and I told the school administrators this.
All right, your son then, to get this boy to punch him in the stomach, called him a fag?
I told the principal this. This is all in the record, and it's all understood. So this boy, his name is Johnny Lockwood, he hit my Seth in the stomach. The doctor tells me he tore one of my son's abdominal muscles. He cracked a rib.
Hi, my wife's.
Okay, is that Mr. Dooley?
Yeah, she...
Do you need to take some time, ma'am? We're talking with Bobby Dooley. She's the president of a homeowner or a parent teacher organization. Her son was hit in the stomach after asking a kid to hit him in the stomach because he felt he had strong stomach muscles. Are you there?
Yes.
All right, so your son had this kid punched him in the stomach and tore an abdominal muscle, cracked a couple of ribs, and what else?
Apparently, my Seth was doubled over and he had sick. He made sick on the floor, and then when he tried to get up, he slipped on his own vomit, and the children laughed at him, and the entire experience frightened him so much that he then made mess. It also.
When you say that he made mess, he.
He lost control of his bowels.
All right.
It also damaged his reputation around school because he was considered formidable. A lot of the girls are no longer coming by his table at lunch, and his girlfriend, who is a young lady by the name of Janice Culpepper, even made a remark, and my son understandably slapped her, and I don't blame him.
Wait. Now he's slapping...
She is his girlfriend, and I will tell you, I was in a panic. You have to understand...
He slapped his girlfriend.
You don't make fun of a boy who takes you on dates in a Porsche Carrera, who tries to treat you like a gentleman.
And all right, let me get the whole thing. So you want parents' background criminals, their criminal background checked. why do you want the parents of these kids' criminal background checked? This boy was only doing what your son asked.
I want the criminal background of every single parent in the school checked and delivered to my desk as a parent-teacher organization president. I think it's at a...
Why not to the administration?
Because I think it is a very good halfway measure that I see it. Not the administration, so it doesn't become official. But when this boy hit my Seth, and I can only imagine the animals that raised him.
Do you see, Ms. Dooley, the fact that this kid was asked to punch your son in the stomach? He was told, your son asked for it, your son challenged, he called him a fag.
My son was only fooling around, and that's the thing you don't get. He just wanted to show the boys his stomach, and my son winds up vomiting in front of everyone. He was humiliated.
What don't I get? I mean...
He just was fooling around. And this young boy, whose mother, and I did have, by the way, the background run on her film, and I have information.
I don't know that I want that information on my air, but I got to give our phone number out. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Do you think the criminal backgrounds of certain parents be checked into when their kids act violently in school? Bobby Dooley is with us. She's from the Western Estates Homeowners Association. She is a Western Estate Homeowner Association parent teacher organization president. And you feel the kid that punched your stomach obviously comes from a bad home.
Absolutely.
All right. You say you went ahead and had a criminal background check done on this kid's mother. This boy's name is what?
Johnny Lockwood.
All right. So now I'm told by my producer that I shouldn't have mentioned the kid's name. So let's not mention the name any longer.
All right. But remember that...
Well, let's just back up. Your son calls this kid a fag, so he punches your son in the stomach, rips a couple of muscles, etc. You went out and did what?
My son was fooling around. You have to understand, Mr. Henry, because of this injury, he has lost his chance to audition for the senior musical. He's very angry. I am very proactive. I called the mother, this Lockwood woman. I told her in no uncertain terms that I thought her son was a criminal and had a behavioral problem. She told me, and I am reading from my notes now, she told me to go to hell. She also said I have, and I, let me see. She said that her son wasn't a fag. She said my husband Steve was a faggot. Let me tell you something. That's all a Dooley needs.
All right, so this woman called your husband a faggot.
Yes.
All right, what did you do, Ms. Dooley? You obtained the criminal records of these people?
Yes, I did. As the PTO president, I put in a request for the criminal and medical records of the parents. And I thought there was a problem and an indication of criminal predisposition. I have been able to determine, and I can tell you now that Karen Lockwood had an abortion when she was 17.
I don't know whether this is something we could say on the air.
Well, I have this as a matter of medical and criminal background.
You had a medical and criminal check done?
Yes. Karen Lockwood had an abortion when she was 17, so this Johnny character has obviously had an older sibling. The husband was part of some campus organization. Did not go to Vietnam. There is every indication he went to Canada. So this is what happens when you punch my son's stomach.
Ms. Dooley, is there a difference between a child being brutalized on campus by a bully and a child standing in a locker room and telling a kid to take his best shot?
There is no difference.
There is no difference?
No.
Your son said, take your best shot on my stomach. The kid's a place kicker. Could it be that your son, a defensive lineman, is embarrassed that a place kicker hit him in the stomach and doubled him over to the point where he puked?
Again, let's stick to the point, okay?
Don't you think your son's embarrassed?
No, I don't. I think my son was embarrassed by an animal. An animal. And my son... First of all, when you're the girlfriend, you don't make crude comments.
Here you have a son, Ms. Dooley, who kids move off the lunch table when he walks up. He has freshmen carry his lunch tray, and when his girlfriend made an intemperate remark, he slapped her. He sounds like the campus bully.
He's the campus bully? Then why is he laying in a bed right now with a torn abdominal muscle? I want the criminal records. Your opinion doesn't matter. I have no problem in allowing this information to become public.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Stopping violence on campus is the mission of this organization. But this boy, her son, Seth Dooley, apparently asked another kid to slug him in the stomach. The kid did, and caused this kid to puke. He slapped his girlfriend when she made an intemperate comment. Is this kid the victim of campus violence, number one? And number two, do you think that it is time now to get the criminal and medical backgrounds of the parents of these students into the hands of PTO presidents so they can determine who has the right to be in these schools? Our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Hendry Show. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Okay, you say that this woman, Ms. Lockwood, which, by the way, I'm advised, I don't want any more information from this woman's medical record.
Well, Phil, you have to understand that not only did her son hit my stomach, she called me a butch dyke. She said my husband was a faggot. She
treated you rudely, then?
Yes, she did.
But again, you want a criminal and medical background check done on this woman because her son slugged your son in the stomach. And what did she calls your husband? This is all very juvenile.
She called my husband, and I have the notes, and it is juvenile. She said he was a fudge packer. She said that he was...
All right, man, we don't have to have all of this. I mean, the fact is that the boy slugged your son's stomach. Can you have him prosecuted?
Well, absolutely. We're going to... The police took a report. They said there wasn't a lot that they could do because Seth asked for it. But I think there is. He's underage. He doesn't know what he's asking. Okay? So.
Well, I don't know. The kid says he's got a six-pack and a washboard stomach, and they're doing weight training. And so the kid belts him in the stomach and makes him puke. Sounds to me like he asked for it. 1-800-449-8686. Lori, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Bobby Dooley of the Western States PTO. Go ahead.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I just want to say to the woman that's on the phone that, number one, I disagree with the fact that, you know, an officer or a president of a school board or, well, not a school board, but a committee for the school should have those type of records. Number one, medical records are strictly confidential. You can't get a copy of a person's medical records without them signing a receipt of information. And number two, the medical record or the criminal records, that stuff should be given to someone who's in authority, who is an employee of an institution, someone that has some credibility to have that type of information.
Lori, your name is Lori, I'm sorry.
Yes, my name is Lori.
Lori, it turns out that the Lockwood woman, Karen Lockwood, had an abortion in Mexico. This is not very hygienic. It's also, it raises some red flags.
Well, wait a minute. You didn't hear what the lady said. The medical records.
No, I heard what she said, and I think she's making some very, very good points. But their son isn't the only child they tried to have. You're aware of that.
Well, that's what you say, but myself having the medical background, I know
an abortion.
That you cannot obtain that information. And then if she had it in another country, there's no real proof that it was her. But that's beside the point.
The other thing, even though she had this abortion, her husband was part of an off-campus organization during the Vietnam War that could have had ties to communist cells in the New York City area. Okay.
But again, those are accusations.
Okay.
You know, when you say you could have, that means that you think that's possible.
Right. I mean,
but there's no proof. Those are accusations.
Well, what about the animal they have for a son who caused my son to vomit and slip in his own vomit?
Yeah, I'm terribly sorry that that happened to your son.
Thank you.
I don't think it's fair to call this child an animal because your son asked him to.
An animal.
All right, Mr. Dooley, we heard you. Lori, thank you very much for your call. We'll move on. 1-800-449-8686. Very nice lady and very polite. in you know, you not answering her questions.
I beg your pardon?
You didn't answer the woman's questions. You were talking about the abortion that this Lockwood woman apparently had, and she was addressing some very legal problems.
Oh, you know, I really love it, Phil, when some of you people in the media pretend that you are Phil Donahoe or some of these individuals. I said to the lady that we do have the right to look at, the woman had an abortion. A vacuum hose was shoved up.
All right, I know what an abortion is. Here is Carol. Go ahead, Carol.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
I would like to ask the mother a question.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a mother of four.
Mm-hmm.
I have a son,
mm-hmm.
and I know bullies,
mm-hmm.
and I know mama boys.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know if the son, your
mm-hmm.
son instigated
mm-hmm.
this situation,
mm-hmm.
correct?
I'm sorry?
Your son instigated the situation in asking to be hit.
No,
what I
no, he didn't instigate it. He asked to be hit. But
that's right.
The instigation.
But I want to know one thing.
I think
when
that
the boy hit him,
mm-hmm.
if it hadn't have hurt him in any way, what would you do? What would you be doing if your son had been able to withstand the punch that he asked for?
What would
you be doing today?
I don't understand.
Basically, if the boy, your son asked to be hit,
yeah.
he finally instigated it to where he caused anger in another young man to hit him. And when the other young man hit him,
right.
if your son had not been hurt,
right. uh-huh.
if he had been able to withstand the hit,
right.
what would you be doing today?
Exactly.
Would you not be bragging how strong he was?
See? So when she got upset with me, and she called my husband a faggot.
No, you're not answering my question.
Are you
ma'am?
Hearing what the lady's question? Listen to her question.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to my question.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
When your son
mm-hmm.
asked to be hit,
mm-hmm.
the young man, your words
mm-hmm.
were, was afraid of it
mm-hmm.
and didn't want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
He finally
mm-hmm.
humiliated the other boy,
mm-hmm.
calling
mm-hmm.
him names
mm-hmm.
as a bully does,
mm-hmm.
and the young man hit him.
Mm-hmm.
When he hit him, if...
Mm-hmm.
Your son had not
mm-hmm.
been hurt.
Mm-hmm.
If he had been able
mm-hmm.
to withstand this blow that he asked for,
mm-hmm. yeah.
what would you be doing today? Bragging
right.
about how
mm-hmm.
strong your son are, correct?
You know, I don't know, but we did see the medical files.
No, you won't
Mexican
answer
abortion.
You have to answer the lady's question. How would you feel if your son had taken this shot from the other kid and was not hurt in the process?
Well, that really is what happened. He wasn't hurt.
Wait a minute.
You said he was hurt.
You said he had torn abdominal muscles, cracked ribs, and vomit.
Well, he was injured. But what happened was...
No, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Answer my question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah? What's your question?
The lady asked it three times. What would you do if your son had been hit? Now I don't even know what the question is. Carol, go ahead.
When the young
question.
Man hit him, and he had been able to withstand this.
Yeah, I want some tuna fish, too.
Are you listening to the lady, ma'am?
I'm sorry?
Are you listening to the lady?
Yes, go ahead.
Ma'am?
Yes.
If
uh-huh.
your son had been able to withstand the hit, and he hadn't been hurt or injured, and
shrimp.
Had laughed and walked away, what would you be doing today?
Exactly. So what we did... is I went to the Western States Sheriff's
Office. No. Your son,
I'm
if
sorry.
Your son had not been hurt, what would you be doing today?
Well, does your son have a washboard stomach? I think is the first question I'd ask.
No.
Are you?
You're avoiding the issue.
What did I do?
What, are you stupid or something? The lady,
how dare you?
What do you mean, how dare me? Give it to her again, Carol. If your son...
Uh-oh. Okay,
and
ma'am,
I,
would you listen to me very closely and carefully? Your son went in the locker room and
mm-hmm.
he challenged a young man. No one's ever come up with what size
uh-huh.
of the young man was compared to your
yeah,
son.
Right.
But he challenged him twice, over and over. So he, and then he finally used you.
one 800 449 8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
The organization is called Parents Against Campus Violence. Bobby Dooley, president of the Western States PTO. Now, you have information on this boy who your son challenged to slug him in the stomach, and he did, and your son's stomach wasn't as strong as he thought it was, and your son was doubled over. Now you're going and doing background checks on the parents. There is question as to the legality of this, Ms. Dooley.
Mr. Henry, I want to mention also my attorney is certainly apprised of these activities. We did have a criminal and a criminal and medical background check done. We also had a credit check done on these parents. If their animal of a son is going to...
You had an economic... In other words, you got their credit report?
Yes, I did. They have a revolving account at Broadway. They owe $5,000 there. They owe at least $70,000 in one of their cars. My husband.
Well, I don't need to know their financial information. Your son said, go ahead and hit me in the stomach. The kid did, and he cracked your son's ribs. Your son doesn't have a stomach that is...
Can I finish, please?
Your son doesn't...
Can I finish, please?
Go ahead.
My husband had followed the daughter. The daughter's name is Denise Lockwood. We wanted to get some idea as to the activity of this family beyond just their home. He followed her to a gymnastics class. He left the gymnastics class and was pulled over by the Los Angeles... And I'd like to make this point clear. He was pulled over by Los Angeles County Sheriff, pulled out of his car and forced to spread on the ground. The police took the leotard that my husband had in the front seat. They said...
What was your husband doing with the leotard?
This was the Denise Lockwood's leotard. He had taken it out of her locker.
What's he doing with her leotard?
I told you we are getting evidence on this animal that put my son in the emergency room.
And so your husband's cruising around in his Corvette with a girl's leotard in his front seat.
You know, you haven't heard one thing I've said, have you?
No, I've heard it all. 1-800-449-8686. Karen, go ahead. Karen, go ahead.
I'd like to say a little bit...
Or Kathy. I'm sorry, Kathy.
So at this time, I'd like to say...
No, I want to get the caller on, please. Kathy, go ahead.
Okay. I want to know, as a PTA president,
mm-hmm.
what gives you the right to run background checks
mm-hmm.
on parents?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What gives you that right? A PTA mm-hmm. is mm-hmm. a parent-teacher association.
Well, we are a parent-teacher organization.
If you...
Mm-hmm.
Did you go in front of your board and
mm-hmm.
the teachers of that district and
mm-hmm.
ask if you could do this?
I asked them to authorize me to get...
And did they?
Mm-hmm.
Did they authorize you?
They were reluctant to.
Well, I would say so, because you know
privilege.
What, lady?
I used
your husband
privilege.
Is a stalker, and your weenie son is an abuser with females. And every female in the city you live
My
in
husband
needs to be aware that your son abuses females.
Wait a second. I
and he will always... If he slapped one female... He will slap another one.
Yeah, now, I want to get the... Your son...
Wait a minute. We're talking about my son being abusive. My son's the victim.
Your son was not abused.
He was the victim here.
No, he was not the victim.
Is this
and
true?
Whether he was a victim or not, does it give you the right, as a PTA president,
mm-hmm.
to run checks mm-hmm. on parents?
Can I ask a question? Is this RuPaul? I'm wondering...
All right. Ms. Dooley, you can make jokes...
I thought...
You can make all the jokes you want. But the question here is why your son slapped his girlfriend.
She made a joke about him slipping on his own vomit.
Well, I would have too. But he slapped her? That gave him a reason to slap a female?
My son is...
Do you get beat by your husband?
You know something?
Do you get beat by your husband?
There, no, he never
okay,
beats me.
Okay, then where is he getting that he can slap a female?
When I am out of line.
When he...
I will get... some conditioning for my husband.
Are you kidding me?
We do not call it...
Wait a minute, Ms. Dooley, this is wrong.
Excuse me, I'm not one of these liberal women. I'm very conservative.
I am not liberal either, but I am
Arnold
not letting a male
Wait a minute.
Touch me.
Can I say something, Kathy? If you saw my son, you'd be fanning your brow.
Oh, no, I wouldn't. I'd be calling him a weenie like everyone else is.
You would. He is very hot-looking.
Can we get back to your husband slapping you? You.
But we call it conditioning. We don't call it discipline. He only slaps me. Well, I mean...
You are nuts, lady.
How am I nuts? He only slaps me when we make love or if I burn the chicken. That's the only...
Oh,
so you
are nuts.
You think it's bad, but you're laughing at me.
I am laughing because you're pathetic, lady. You're pathetic.
I'm pathetic?
Yes.
Yes.
Don't you think there are times when women need reconditioning?
No.
And readjusting?
No.
Our husbands come home at night. They are tired.
So am I when I come home at night and I don't slap my children or husbands.
Well,
I don't slap them.
How many husbands do you have?
I've only had one.
Well, you pluralized it.
Well, I'm sorry. I made a mistake.
All right. When
mistakes.
My husband comes home and he's had a tough day and I stand there and I ask him a stupid question like, how was your day? It's obvious it was bad. Don't you think I deserve to be slapped across
no.
the face?
No, you don't deserve that.
Why would I? Why I
you know, we're getting
question.
Off the subject.
Yeah,
here.
I'm very.
Off the subject
I am
here
stunned.
Your weenie son.
I'm stunned.
Your weenie son, who
Kathy,
thought
if your
he
daughter
had a very strong stomach, mm-hmm. didn't, and then he got fooled by getting hit and getting hurt.
There's every indication that this boy may know karate or something.
Wait a minute,
so
the boy.
What? Your son was taking Marine setups or whatever
yeah.
the hell they are.
And also, this boy, Johnny Lockwood, is a place kicker. He is 5'7" and weighs 125 pounds. He's a little skinny kid. He kicks the football, right?
And how much does your son weigh?
Well, I've got the information here.
I'd rather you not put it out on the air, Mr.
I'm going to put it out on the air.
You want to put everybody's abortions out on the air, but you don't want to put your son's weight?
If Mr. Henry says how much my son weighs, I will sue.
Hey, wait just a minute. You put out that lady had an abortion, her background checks, everything. I'm gonna say it.
Mr. Henry, you are running the risk of being sued.
I'm gonna say it. Your son weighs 240 pounds
oh.
and is 6'6".
Oh.
He plays a defensive line position
oh.
on the high school football team.
You'll be talking to our attorney, Mr. Henry.
And you and this bull dyke can go straight to him.
Oh, my God.
Did
sorry,
Did she hang up, Mr. Henry?
She hung up, yeah.
She has made me furious. I don't know if I can go to sleep now. I am so mad at this woman.
Well, I apologize for her last comment to you as well.
What did she say?
She said you and the bull dyke can go straight to hell.
How? You know what? I should sue her.
I would love to give you her name.
Oh, well, go right ahead.
Bobby Dooley, have you got a pen?
Yes, I do.
I can't hear you, hon.
Yes, I have a pen.
All right, your phone's away from your mouth.
No, it isn't. I have an ink pen. Give me her name.
Bobby Dooley.
Uh-huh.
610.
Mm-hmm.
South Ardmore Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
90005.
That's a zip code. You're missing a number.
No, 9 3 0s and a 5.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'll sue Mr. Henry.
Oh, you called back, huh?
Ma'am, I can sue you for what you called me.
Is the bull dyke still on? Send your tickets to the sports game.
I can sue you for what you called me. You don't know me.
Why don't you get some tickets to the Sparks?
What is that? The Sparks?
It's the WNBA team.
I live in Florida, lady.
Yeah. It's wild. This woman apparently believes that she can just sue anybody, even though her son is a bully, as you pointed that out. Now, did I hang up on Kathy? Oh, that's too bad. I don't have a phone. Go ahead and say it. Is the bull dyke gone? Yes. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Rather be playing Madden 2003. Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
The voice there of Bobby Dooley was actually Phil Henry, and the people that called, unpaid, unprompted people calling the show thinking she's real. That's the Phil Henry Show, and so much more. So much more. Now, we've had a difficult time sometimes describing our show to people, and I know many of you have had a difficult time. Sometimes you say, well, it's the guy who does the funny voices, because there's no radio show like ours anywhere on earth. So many of the talk shows sound the same. Ours is decidedly different because it really just kind of makes fun of the talk radio medium, because talk radio it's the most suck format going. That and album rock. Album rock blows on high. I don't need to hear any more Doors. I don't need to hear it. At what point do I become my father? At what point am I busting out, like my dad used to do, busting out the Glenn Miller records? You know, my father bust out the Benny Goodman. Yeah, it's that's great, Dad. I mean, I don't, what do you want me to say? Listen to this. This is Pennsylvania 6-5000. Do-do-do-do-do-do. You know, I bust out the Door. I bust out the Door. Well, the Doors, it's a bad example, because the Doors actually hold up a little bit. But the rest of it's crud. Now, let me tell you something. I'll prove it to you. My kids will respectfully sit and listen as I play a Beatles CD in the car because they know the Beatles were supposedly really big and they don't want to be disrespectful and they know that Phil is a Beatles fan, and so they'll sit and be quiet and they'll be incredibly bored to tears. Just bored. Unless there's a dopey song like Yellow Submarine, which my daughter thinks is cute because it goes, we all live in a... Yeah, it's a kid's song, right? There's only two bands that they will listen to the way they listen to Linkin Park or the way they listen to Radiohead or the way they listen to Limp Bizkit, meaning they like it. There's only two. Do you know which two they are? Led Zeppelin and Pink Floyd. Those are the only two bands that hold up today. If you listen to Led Zeppelin, you're listening to everything and more that Limp Bizkit and Linkin Park do. Everything and more. Plant, even at certain points in the songs, starts to rap. His voice was a prototype for every rock and roll singer, practically, including the kid from Linkin Park. And Jimmy Page, you know, is a phenomenal guitar player. Now, I didn't like everything Led Zeppelin ever did. Why am I getting on this freaking subject? I'm talking about seven words or less. I wanted to talk about my show, and I'm off on Jimmy Page? Anyway... If you can describe the Phil Hendry Show in seven words or less, please do that. Send it to Phil Hendry Show, seven words or less, at phs@philhendryshow.com. And I spell my name, P-H-I-L-H-E-N-D-R-I-E, philhendryshow.com. So describe the show, seven words or less, Phil Hendry Show, at phs@philhendryshow.com. The winner, and when I say winner, what I mean is the person whose little seven-word slogan we like the most, we're going to give you a Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt, the Honolulu shirt. This is the brand new one, baby. The Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt, Honolulu, celebrating the new Honolulu restaurant. And that will be, the winner will be announced like a week from Friday. So get your emails in, even though we already have, at some point I guess I'll have to cut it off, because we got several hundred already. In 2 days, several hundred. Approaching like 1,000. So anyway, that's for the shirt. And we'll see what you have to say. I've been looking over some of them. They're pretty damn good. Pretty damn good. But how do you describe a show like ours in seven words or less? You don't. You just might as well start talking about Jimmy Page. Can you believe me? Now the contest... Did you see Jimmy Page, I believe, had the technique? But actually, yeah, Pink Floyd and Led Zeppelin. And I got a couple of Zeppelin CDs in my player in my car. The kids will actually sit and they'll listen to that. But the minute some other crap comes on, forget it. And as I was saying, talk radio is one of these formats that we're just so tired of. And, you know, we're just tired of it. Just tired of it. Here's what I if they just come out and say they're lying to you, I would love it. If every host in talk radio would come out and tell you the truth, that they're lying through their teeth to you. And I mean all of them. I don't care who you want to talk about. Limbaugh, any of them. They're all lying. Their number one concern is holding on to their job from one day to the next, not whether or not you vote Republican, Democrat, or beat your kids. Because it's no sweat off of them. So that's why we do the show that we do. And in the process of doing the show that we do, people are, you know, kind of surprised, agog, and aghast at the whole thing. So if you can describe our show in seven words or less, then we're well on our way to keeping the conversations a lot shorter when we're meeting fans out there, right?
Say, how would you describe your show? It's really interesting.
1-800-449-868. Yeah, Led Zeppelin. By the way, speaking of Led Zeppelin, it got me on the subject of David Coverdale. Was that a guy's name, Coverdale? Remember him? What was his problem? You know, it was this guy Plant comes out with the big long hair and the blonde curly hair. Next thing you know, you got this guy Coverdale who looks like a gay blade, and he's married to that Tawny Catane. And then I realized she's the one that beat up that ball player. And she, who's the ball player she beat up? Well, guess who she was married to before him? David Coverdale, who makes the worst, most corporate-sounding crud rock. And he was in a band called Whitesnake. Yeah, sure, whatever you say, pal. And I think he might even have been in Deep Purple or something like that. So in other words, when Robert Plant started screeching the way he screeches with that squeaky-ass voice of his, everybody started to squeak. Remember that Tawny Catane, and she was in one of those videos? The Chuck Finley. She goes from David Coverdale to Chuck Finley? Boy, she does like him big and white, doesn't she? And those videos of his with the freaking, what do you call that stuff? That dry ice, all that smoke coming up. And she's dancing in a deerskin thong. And the whole thing, that's when rock and roll just became a parody of itself. Just an absurd jackass parody of itself. Thank God things have changed just a little tiny itsy bit. But no, I can put on Led Zeppelin or Pink Floyd in my car, but if I put on the Beatles, they are irritated. They don't like it. You know why? Because the music doesn't really hold up all that well. It's good music, don't get me wrong. But I'm going to listen to Eleanor Rigby, which is a good song, but like some of the earlier stuff, some of that bubblegum crap they did, man, it's like fingernails on a chalkboard. Let's just remember them for Sgt. Pepper's and some of that other crap. See, who else? Doors are okay, but I don't want to listen to that anymore, man. I just want to hear something like something completely different. Just put all the Doors records away, all the Led Zeppelin records away, all the Eagles records away, especially the Eagles. Put them all away, blow up all of those radio stations. The only thing I want to hear from that era now is Hendrix and AC/DC. I want something angry. I want it loud. I want it pissed off. I want it destructive. In other words, more Danny Bonaducci. Black Sabbath is a band. I've said this once. I've said it a million times. They were not a good band. They were not a good band. You have to understand. But being a bad band, they were a prototype of the garage bands of the grunge era. Although, yeah, I can't say it. I mean, Pearl Jam, that's a great band. But Sabbath could barely freaking play. They were like the forerunners of the Ramones. I mean, they had a couple of guys that could play guitar, but the three-chord power rock those guys did, I am Iron Man, you know. And there's Ozzy, who couldn't sing his way out of a wet paper bag, and now he's only worth about $150 billion. And what am I going to do? I'm going to go home to my wife who's stealing my money? Thanks a lot. By the way, an indication we're winning the war in Iraq, more porn than ever before. They got a couple of porn movie theaters that opened up in downtown Baghdad. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. 1-800-449-8686.
The Phil Hendry Show brought to you by ABC. Don't miss the new drama 10-8 premieres Sunday, September 28th at 8, 7 Central on ABC.
Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
So you live in Alhambra, right?
Yes, sir. We live in the Alhambra area right off of Huntington Boulevard. And we've owned a home there in the Valley Village area for quite some time.
All right. You're a crossing guard. And you're retired, right?
Yes, sir, I am. I had a heating and plumbing business in the Alhambra area. We sold the business about 7 years ago. Yes, sir.
All right. Now you volunteer as a crossing guard. And crossing guard duty is primarily duty to protect children.
Well, let me interrupt you, Mr. Henry. Crossing guards across the United States, these are generally senior citizens who do this voluntarily. And senior citizens, of which, yes, I am one, are the most disrespected and underappreciated segment of our population. And I can tell you that I'm a veteran of the Korean War, and I personally will not allow myself to be disrespected. So I felt the best way that I could have some impact to help senior citizens was to become a crossing guard. Yes, sir.
All right, but that's what I was saying. You want to help senior citizens. You're a senior citizen, so you take a voluntary position that a lot of seniors take, and that is as a crossing guard. How does that help seniors? Because that's something that is to protect young people.
Yes, sir, I understand that.
So how does that help seniors?
Well, it helps seniors. The reason why I took the position in the first place was because one of our seniors in the village home areas, Chris Hansen, had been one of these kids drove by and gave her the finger. Now Chris is about 72. And I said, all right, well, that, to me, draws the line. That's when I took the job.
So you inherited the job from another senior? Some kid had flipped her off?
The group of kids gave her the finger. Gave her the middle finger, yes, sir. So I said to myself, you know what? I'm a veteran of the Korean War. I fought for this country.
All right, I know you're very emotional, okay?
I'm all right. I fought for this country, and I would love it. I would love it if somebody drove by and gave me the finger. I'd love it. So I told Paul Compton, who's head of Park and Recreation, that I would take that job, and it's a voluntary job.
All right, so now you are the crossing guard over there in the Alhambra area, and this is at Noonan and Crestview, right?
It's the main boulevard to Alhambra, yes, sir.
All right, and you are the crossing guard.
Yes, sir. 5 mornings a week.
All right. Because what happened over there was that someone indeed did try to disrespect you. But I'm not quite seeing the connection between a senior being disrespected and protecting kids.
The message that we are trying to send as senior citizens is this. As crossing guards, we are responsible for the safety of your children. If you want to drive by and give me the finger, or you want to drive by and call me names, or I am aware of you disrespecting any of my friends, then you put your children at risk. Because...
Whoa. So are you saying you're going to hurt the kids?
No, I'm saying that you put... If I'm the crossing guard protecting your child... And you want to drive by and say F you and toss me the bone, or you want to, like one of these high school kids, they'll drop their pants or what have you, and they say old man this and old man that and F you and all of these things. Well, brother, it's your children that I'm walking across that street, and I would hate like hell, and I would think it would be a horrible thing to have that child crushed by an automobile because you pissed me off and you disrespected me, and I'm a Korean War veteran.
Did you take this job primarily to avenge senior citizens, or did you take the job primarily to help kids?
Sir, I don't understand your question.
Well, because it sounds to me like you took the job primarily as a crossing guard to help kids, to avenge senior citizens.
No, sir, I want to help children. My own grandson was in one of these schools. But I can tell you that I didn't get through the war to see our generation of senior citizens treated like dogs and disrespected. And understand that this is my reason for taking this job. I can tell you something. You never do to a Korean, you never give me the middle finger. Don't ever toss me the bone. Because, brother, that's like trying to stare down a junkyard dog. And somebody will get hurt. And I got dollars to donuts that says it isn't going to be me. Now, that's a promise. That's not a threat. That's a promise. And senior citizens across this country, responsible for the crossing guard duty, should make it clear to every mother's son that as long as we are in charge of the well-being of those young people going to school, you better treat us with respect, or I would retch up my lunch to think what would happen to a child if you piss off a senior citizen.
And it sounds like a threat.
No, sir, it is.
Well, it sounds like, at least, it's not a threat, it's a promise. That you, what are you going to do? You going to let the kids get hurt?
The senior citizens of this country have been squatted over long enough, and we're trying to do something about it.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. If you just jumped in, folks, this is the Phil Hendry Show. Your name is Lloyd Bonafide, sir?
Yes, sir.
You are a Korean War veteran. You're a retired heating and plumbing, had your own company?
Yes, that is correct, sir.
And you are also now working for the Parks and Recreation Department as a crossing guard. But more than that, you took the job because you see a lot of senior citizens who work as crossing guards getting disrespected, having people flip them off, having people not stop when they put up the big stop sign, and generally just treated very badly.
Well, the entire senior citizens of America are treated badly. This is our opportunity to actually have some leverage. Now, these parents have got to learn it's their fault if their child is injured by the hand of one of this country's seniors. If you piss me off, if you don't give me the due respect, and that is an annual adjustment in the entitlements of Social Security and Medicare, along with an annual adjustment in the entitlements of the GI Bill, there is an awful lot that the senior citizens of this country have had to eat. And there's been a lot of cat food that we've had to eat down through the years, and a lot of dry dog food. But I will promise you this. Keep pissing us off.
All right, now, hold on. Lloyd?
Yes, sir.
I know you're emotional, and I know you're angry, okay? But try to calm down and understand. I'm a parent. I send my child out there, and you're the crossing guard.
Yes, sir.
And I trust you to help my child across the street.
Yeah. Well, I trust you to treat me like a human being.
But I do treat you like a human being.
Well, Mr. Hendry, you may, but a lot of these... And the lady that I wanted to tell you about...
No, I know about the lady. This is a woman whose name is withheld by the police, but apparently her son gave you the middle finger as they were driving by.
Well, he was staring me down. He locked eyes with me, which was his first mistake. His second mistake was to stick his hand out the window to flip me off. And that's when I grabbed a hold of the hand.
And you bent his hand so far back, you sprained his wrist.
Yes, sir, I did.
Why was there no police report?
You know, I'm glad you asked. The reason why there's no police report is because when she took a look at me, she knew that if she knew that it would be a bad idea.
Did you threaten her?
No, sir, I did not. No, sir, I did not.
Did you say anything to her?
No, sir, I did not.
You just grabbed her son's hand and bent it back to the point where you sprained the wrist.
Yes, sir. Yeah, see, a lot of people think that you could abuse the senior citizens, and I'm here to tell all of our fine seniors you're going to have to take it.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. You might have read about this in the news. It's developing here in Southern California. This crossing guard, who is a Korean War veteran, he is a senior citizen, has been apparently... making threats. Basically, he's saying that senior citizens working as crossing guards are in a position to actually influence the well-being of the young people that they're helping unless they get more respect as seniors, and that includes an increase in Social Security entitlements and Medicare. Now, it seems to me he's using kids and the safety of kids to get things politically for seniors. Now, that kid who flipped him off might have deserved some kind of upbraiding, but grabbing the kid's arm as he's in a moving vehicle and bending the hand back sounds like almost a criminal thing to do. All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Should senior citizens band together in their positions as crossing guards and use the safety of children to get more respect and more in the way of government entitlement, or is this just going too far? 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I'm with Lloyd Bonafide. There was a complaint that had to do with a confrontation with a woman and her two children. Is that right, sir?
Yes, sir.
All right, Mr. Bonafide, please tell me. I mean, I'm not trying to...
Well, you seem to think that the disrespect of senior citizens that has been occurring across this country for quite some time, I can't do... I'm a Korean War veteran. I've put my life on the line for this country, and if some punk kid with his mama is going to drive by and toss me a bone... I'll tell you what, you know what we used to do is we used to carry pocket knives in the Navy, and we'd cut his finger right off, so he'd never be able to give the bone to nobody else.
All right, I gotta take a phone call. But what you're saying is understandable in terms of respect for seniors, but bending a kid's hand back to sprain it. Linda, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Mr. Bonafide here.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
You, sir, are a bitter individual, and I don't feel you should be responsible for looking after children with the attitude that you have. If you are upset with something that somebody has
done,
you have a beef with that person and not the innocent child.
But, you see, the only way these people are going to start giving the respect to the senior citizens that they deserve is if you put their children's feet to the fire, not theirs.
No, I do not agree. An innocent child should not fall victim to you because you're mad at their parents.
Well, are you a mother, ma'am? Or are you
I am a mother.
All right. And do you have in your neighborhood a senior citizen crossing guard of some kind for the schools in the area?
Yes, I believe we do.
You believe? You see, you don't even know.
My son is 2. He doesn't go to school yet, but I know when
All right.
he does. I certainly hope he does not have somebody like you crossing.
I would hope that you would have enough respect for senior citizens so that you don't put your son at risk.
Now, wait a minute. You're saying that if this lady doesn't have respect for senior citizens, she's putting her son at risk?
Absolutely, of course.
I don't have to like you. You have a job to do, and that is crossing my son safely.
You don't
have
to
like
me?
Whether you like me or not, sir, you have no right to hurt my child.
Do you know why you're here? Do you know why your generation even exists? It's because we came before you and showed you. And if your kid flips me the bone, you better drop to your knees and pray because...
Well, the lady has got a 2-year-old son.
Are you not strong enough, sir, to stand up to me if I give you the bone? You need to take it out on an innocent child. What kind of war veteran are you, sir?
I'll tell you the kind that I am. And we were on Hill 63, 1951, and I personally accounted for that these are confirmed kills, 33 Chinese soldiers. That's the kind of guy I am.
And now that you're a senior, you're taking it out on children.
What has that got to do with taking it out on kids? You killed 33 Chinese. Good for you, but...
I was saying that the only way this lady will listen to me is if maybe there's a chance I push her son out in front of a car.
I will have you put away. You are not responsible enough to be looking after children.
Look, little lady, you flip me the bone and you'll have your Lee press on nail up the bright red rosy. And the kid will...
Well, this has turned into a criminal thing, sir.
No, sir, it is
not.
When you say you're going to push the woman's kid out in front of a car...
What kind of person are you? As a war veteran, I would expect you would be a better person.
What
better
kind of person? I took a Thompson submachine gun and put 33 Chinamen at the gates of the mighty dragon.
That is war, sir, and you need to separate yourself now with reality.
What's the gates of the mind? Is that heaven?
That's the Chinaman believes that heaven, they ride to heaven on a dragon. And I took 33 Chinamen and stuck them on the back of a dragon.
All right, Linda, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
1-800-449. That lady is very responsible. And
well, I would ask what kind of a parent she is if she lets a brat throw me a bone knowing that I put 33 Chinamen right at the pearly gates. And I'm telling you, I gave them a round-trip ticket. I validated the subway line.
I got it already. So you killed some Chinese. We're talking about children and the safety of children. 1-800-449-8686. Kim, go ahead.
Yes, hi.
Hi, Kim.
Lloyd, I think that as a war veteran, I think that, you know, you are not setting a good example for the generations of this country right now. I am a mother, and I am also a sister to a soldier who is in Iraq right now.
Well, God bless him. God bless him and all of his buddies.
Let me speak my point.
Yes.
I come from a military family. I have grown up with many military men in my family, and I think that you are just showing severe disrespect to our country, being a veteran, being an elder in this community. If you are asking for respect from people, it's not your place to harm a child.
Yeah.
How can you ask for respect?
Yeah.
Okay. If a teenager is going to flip you the bird or the bone or whatever, you have to set a good example for the other children that are there and not resort to violence.
Okay, Mr. Henry, she makes a good, but I want to explain myself.
Go ahead.
Many of the seniors that I want to protect are veterans. And I can tell you, Kim, you sound like a wonderful mother, but Kim, please forgive me when I say this. When it comes to our veterans and your brother and the members of your family who fought for our country, I would feed your child into a hamburger grinder if I...
Whoa. Again, you are putting... You would kill her kid.
She would, too. Wouldn't you, Kim?
No, sir. You are not setting an example to this generation's growing up right now that are, thinking, oh, if I go into the military, I'm going to come out like you. I think you have some serious issues. Okay,
well,
I'll tell you
the issue that I've got. There's 33 Chinamen who owe me for 33 bullets.
Okay,
that's
well, you
all
did your
took.
Part, and we appreciate
yes,
that.
Yes, we thank you
and
for
we
that.
And we are respectful to you in that sense. Not everybody is going to give you respect. But let me tell you
yes,
something.
They will.
You
there
can
you
be a young person in this country, and you don't get respect from elders either.
Nobody is disrespected more than the senior citizens
that
of this country.
That is not true.
And it's time we start taking our respect.
I've been over 6 years. I've taken care of a large geriatric population in emergency rooms.
Well, so you
and
call
there are many people out there who give elders the respect that they deserve.
Oh, many. You know,
and I think that you have a
20?
Lot of issues that you need to deal with. But I seriously think that you need to be off of the street and not taking care of children with this kind of an attitude.
Ma'am, respect for a senior doesn't mean you empty his bedpan once a day. And it certainly doesn't mean you toss him a bone. The next
Can you just deal with it? I mean, if somebody gives you the bone, you go on with it. You say, you know what? That child has some problems. I'm not going to put another child at risk because of that. I think
it's
you're
the
a sick
only
man.
Way.
I'm sorry.
What I'm hearing here is
you're individual.
I'm sick, huh? Let me tell you what. Ask the other senior citizens that I'm protecting. And I love you,
okay.
Kim, and I
well,
love our children. But I'll put a stop sign in his pie hole.
With senior citizens, not working with children, because in
well,
that sense, you were supposed to be protecting children.
Any kid that tosses me a bone is going to have a stop sign in his pie hole, and there's going to be...
All right, sir, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. This man is a crossing guard. He believes that the way for seniors to get respect finally is to say to people, hey, you know what, we're crossing guards. We are retired crossing guards. Your kids are in our hands, so start respecting us, or maybe some kid... He don't come home at night. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Car dealers in our next... The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
It's Bonafide. I'm talking about Lloyd Bonafide. You want respect for senior citizens. I understand that. But to take it out on a child.
You know something, Mr. Henry? I was a Korean War veteran. I saw Korean children dead. I saw Japanese children starving in post-war Japan when I got shipped over. I saw these little monkeys who put the bomb in those rice paddy hats and blow themselves up. So I think that our kids can take a little bit of a slap to the face or what have you.
Would you say that you're doing things like letting the air out of their tires? You said to one child, your daddy's probably touching you. Didn't you say that?
I said to... Hold on for a minute. I said...
Didn't you say to a child, your daddy's probably touching you, should call the police?
No, I did not. I said, be careful if your daddy touches you.
Then why did you deny it to that father when he confronted you?
Because I didn't deny it. I said to him it was none of his GD business. And I tell you, Mr. Henry, Don't piss me off, sir.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Bob. Bob, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Hi.
Good. My point to you, sir, is...
Yes, sir.
In order for you to gain respect from these students, show them a little respect. I've been a crossing guard now. I'm going on my fourth year.
God bless you.
And
are you a veteran, sir?
I spent 15 years in the Canadian Armed Forces. I was never overseas. I was too young.
Yes, sir.
Our unit went to replace the 2nd PATS over in Korea in 1953. I was age 18.
That was a hell of a deal over there, wasn't it?
Anyway, the crossing that I'm particularly at right now, last year was my first year there.
Did they toss you the bone?
I've had kids disrespect me, but
absolutely.
I respect them. I respect them to begin with.
Uh-huh.
They're going to school. You don't know what they're facing. I say good morning to them.
Dave, you know what they do? They say they throw dried prunes and they say, "What you eat up, Grandpa?" And I chase them down.
I
get a handful of hair.
They don't. No, you're not allowed to touch them.
Oh, really?
We are not allowed to touch them if we want to keep our job.
Well, when they touch me, and
well,
they say,
"Well, wait a minute, they're not touching you. They're just saying."
Anybody flips the finger to a Korean War veteran, and they're going to get it cut off with a.
That's beside the point. Why are you throwing your situation at them? You don't know what they're facing in school.
I would simply say to you, sir, with the greatest of respect, as a member of the fellow of the United States Air Force, you said?
No, I was in the Canadian Armed Forces.
Okay, yes, sir. I would say, now, that was, where was that?
The Canadian Armed Forces.
Oh, I'm sorry, okay. That's in Canada.
Yes.
Yes, sir. I would say that as a senior, you have a wonderful opportunity to get some payback on these kids, because no one will ever believe them.
What am I paying back for?
Oh, the way they toss you a bone.
They don't.
The way they stuff dog crap on you. I
don't know what particular place you are living in, sir, but nobody up here has ever tossed me a bone.
No one's flipped you the bone? Or
No.
A guy toss me the bone, this kid. I told you about the kid, didn't I?
Well, I don't want to hear that. I've heard enough about that.
I keep a coat hanger, and these kids try to go by after giving me the bone, and I'll wrap the coat hanger just through the spokes of the bicycle.
You got to respect those children.
If you hurt one of these kids, Mr. Bonafide, won't you be sued?
They're not going to sue a senior citizen. You know why? They feel guilty suing a senior citizen.
You know what my thing to you, sir, is?
What's that, sir?
You do not deserve to be a crossing guard.
I would be fired.
If I did that.
Although I've succeeded, you'll see seniors finally getting the quick pass at amusement parks. And I'll bet you, Bob, you've never gotten a quick pass at an amusement park, have you?
I don't really want one.
Oh, my bare ass.
Would you watch your language, sir?
I'm sorry. I'm talking to a fellow veteran. I thought I would...
Yeah, I know, but there's other...
point. You're on the radio.
You're on the radio.
All right. Well, I thought a fellow veteran wouldn't...
Yes, you two gentlemen are fellow veterans, but the people out there...
Look, Bob, when I was over in Korea, and a lot of these Chinese girls would do things for you if you... And I'm sure you understand what I'm saying.
Thing is, you're not in Korea now. You're back home in the United States, and you're doing a job for people.
I go over there... And we took our R&R in Tokyo. We had 3 weeks. And I come back here with every form of the drip you can think of.
You know what? This
and my
guy
wife,
is absolutely useless.
Talking about the drip?
It's unbelievable. This gentleman is absolutely useless to talk to.
Useless? I'm a crossing guard. And don't tell me you haven't given one of these brats a pinch on the back of the neck until it's purple.
You know what? If I did that, I'd be fired.
All right, listen, Bob, thank you for giving us another perspective there. I appreciate your call. 1-800-449-8686.
Is he gone?
Yes, sir, he's gone.
That gentleman was a fellow veteran, and the point that I was trying to make is I come back here with a general bad attitude toward women only on account of the fact that the Navy doctor that looked at me said he couldn't believe what was coming out of my...
All right, I don't care, and what has this got to do with your crossing guard job?
Because the things we went through were not respected for.
1-800-449-8686. James, go ahead.
Hello, my name is James.
Yes, sir. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, well, I just have a comment to make this gentleman here. Sir, I'm 18
yes,
years
sir.
Old. I fully respect senior citizens. I have a grandfather I respect very much. You're taking out his middle name. And I have also a younger brother who will be going to school in a couple of years.
Well, you're very kind. God bless you.
Well, if I were to ever see someone like you pushing my little brother out in front of a car, I would drag you to the cop shop.
What's...
By the throat, if I had to.
Let me tell you something. No monkey puts his hands on me. You do, you pull back.
Yeah, well, you know what?
You pull back.
I'm 18. I got a bunch of little punk teenage friends that can help me with it if I need to.
Yeah, you'd probably
don't think
need
you can
help
get out
too.
There on the streets and push little kids in front of the street and cars. You are a grown
I
adult.
You
have served in a war.
You
should have
give
a
me respect.
Idea.
Otherwise, your kid, your
world,
brother, goes under the wheels of a delivery van.
All right. Hold on. Gentlemen.
That should. Pardon me.
Let's hold on for a minute, okay?
Go ahead.
Well, this man is trying to piss me off, and if he was standing at the...
Hold on for a minute. The man's making a good point. You push a kid out in front of a truck because you got a problem with the adult generation?
Didn't you hear me say that I saw little Korean monkeys who were killed over there? Thousands of children. I think
yeah, I
American...
don't appreciate being called a monkey, by the way. What are you, some kind of racist?
Are you? What are you? Are you Korean?
I'm not Korean, no,
well,
I'm
I
Italian.
Didn't call you a monkey.
You got a problem with you did, too.
You're a wasp.
He said, no monkey puts his hands on me. And I said, I'd take you by the cop to the cop.
Yeah,
cop,
yeah. Your little head. Brother tossed me the bone. He'll have a lower lip made of asphalt.
Yeah,
and I can
you
tell
have a lower
all right,
lip
look
made
at,
of asphalt, yeah, too.
You know something,
son? To the cop shop dragged on that lower lip.
What's
listen,
a cop shop?
I don't want to talk
anyway.
About that. Though. What
right,
I want
right,
to
right.
say to you
listen.
Is that you should not be doing this. You are an adult. You should have a better idea of what is going on. Some kid that wants to come up and give you the finger and go, ooh, I gave the old guy the finger. You should be able to get past that. You've been in Korea. You've seen worse things than a middle finger in your life. Get over it.
Oh, what a pussy.
Oh, come on. Are we adults here or not? Thank you very much, James.
It's James.
I just want to say that I think what that man said made a very good point. I understand you need respect as a senior citizen.
Every day, Mr. Henry, they find another senior citizen left alone or abandoned. Every day in this country, a senior citizen is remanded to a state facility because he's not taken care of. Every day, we have millions of people over the age of 80 who become physically incapable of caring for themselves. And where do we put them? What do we do with them? There's no answer. I say to every senior who can still get it up, who still has...
Will you watch the way you're saying...
I'm sorry, but I say to every senior out there who can still squeeze the trigger on a handgun to take back your life, and somebody throws you the bone or disrespects you while you're a crossing guard, by God, you take their kid and you throw them right under the axle of a dump truck if you have to. Because I have never in my...
Kill their kid, then. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, and you're a grandfather, huh?
Except for my kid.
Yeah. Jason, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Hi. Okay, I am a 16-year-old student. I just want to let Mr. Bonafide know that I'm not coming to argue with you. I fully respect you as a senior citizen and as a veteran, okay? But what you have to understand is you are a senior citizen. You have the maturity level of a senior citizen, okay? A 16-year-old or even less may not have that same maturity level, okay?
Can you hold on, Jason? Do you need to use the restroom, sir?
I'm sorry, sir.
Do you need to use the restroom?
Yes, sir, I do.
Go ahead, okay?
Yes, sir.
Jason, can you hang on with me?
Yeah, sure.
So you're 16, right?
Yes.
Well, so you have respect for senior citizens, correct?
Of course. I would never disrespect a senior citizen without a valid reason.
Absolutely. And, of course, they do have a point when they say that they do not have the respect of young people. But to threaten the life of a young person, wouldn't you agree, is a little going overboard?
Well, I think the two issues in and of themselves are completely separate issues.
Yeah,
I don't see why he should need to harm a child.
Yeah. To harm a child when you have your own issues to deal with, I would think is it just you're right. It just completely changes the. Will you shut the door?
His job as a crossing guard is to protect the child and to look out for his safety, his or her safety.
I don't remember having any corn. No. All right, I'm back.
Mr. Bonafide, are you there?
Yeah. I'm right here, son. Go. Oh, hold on. Go ahead.
You know what? It's very hard to have a conversation with someone while they're on the toilet.
Boy, is that the truth or what?
I apologize. What, I'm not supposed to use the can now, is that it?
Not when you're on the radio, no.
What a couple of... If the two of you were in front of me right now, brother, I'd open up a can, an industrial-sized can.
Why?
Ass kick.
I respect you as a senior citizen.
Yeah.
I am not threatening you, and I am not trying to have a fight with you. All I am trying to let you know is that you are angry for no reason. I respect you. I hold nothing against you. If I saw you walking on the street, I have no reason to fight. I have no reason to yell at you. I have no reason to give the middle finger. Okay?
Well, you got a good point.
But some 12 or 13-year-old kids who are young don't even know the true meaning of what that is. Okay? They still don't have the maturity level that you have. You
well,
have the power, not them, okay?
If I apologized, then I'm sorry.
Well, I appreciate the apology. I appreciate the apology.
And Jason, I wish you a very good day.
Thank you. Same to you, sir.
I'm sorry.
You got to get me off the air.
Jesus, no, yeah, no, okay, I'm sorry. 1-800-449-8686. So, you senior citizen crossing guards out there, there's your advocate, Lloyd Bonafide.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. You need a checkup from the neck up. Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
The voice of Lloyd Bonafide was performed by me, and the people that called, they were bona fide people. They were real, unprompted, and unpaid. Lloyd Bonafide, crossing guard, trying to get the kids across the street, and he'll do it safely if you start giving people respect, you know, all of our old people. Otherwise, he may just stick your kid's kisser in the grill of a Peterbilt. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Today we will have a visit also from Herb Sewell. In fact, in just a couple of minutes, Herb Sewell from yesterday's show talking about the lighter side of hurricanes. And his years as a meteorologist, his new book is called Any Way the Wind Blows, 35 Years as a Meteorologist and Counting. That's Herb Sewell. And also today we announced the winner of the Phil Hendry Show in 7 Words or Less contest. We do have a winner, a bona fide winner, a real winner, a pretty good little slogan, and he'll win a Ted's of Beverly Hills. He or she will win a Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt celebrating the new Honolulu store. It's a brand new bowling shirt. I'm wearing it right now, kind of a sage green. It's a beauty. It's really cool. Nice fabric, man. Cotton. And as well, we're going to dip into our sports file again and take a look at this Ruski. Or this Swiss who supposedly threatened the woman who accuses Kobe Bryant. We'll find out about this guy. And in fact, we're not just going to find out about him. I'm going to tell you about him. There ain't nothing to find out. You guys may be in a little bit of a cloud about this guy, and I'll clue you in on him. I ain't never met him, and I wouldn't know him if I fell over him, but I can tell you exactly the kind of guy this guy is. This guy who wrote a letter to Kobe Bryant and said he'd be happy to kill the woman who accuses him of rape. Okay, 1-800-449-8686, Herb Sewell, and his comments about the lighter side of hurricanes.
Phil Hendry Show.
Comedy gold.
I think this man is way out in left field. He's out to lunch. Comparing prostate exams with somebody losing a loved one in a hurricane?
No, what I said, Valeni, was that I had to go back for another prostate exam because...
So what? So what? Many men go back every year. What's the big deal about losing your hair? You know how many bald men are out there? You want to compare that to losing a life of your child
but
in
when
a
you,
hurricane?
Okay, let me ask you
Come on, man.
No, I didn't say I died.
You make me angry, all right?
No, ma'am. Not
losing your daughter for getting married?
No,
Come
ma'am.
Come on. Everybody gets married. Get on with life. You need some psychotherapy.
Oh, have you ever lost your hair?
Oh, come on.
Have you ever
That's not life and death situation.
But you know... Valeni, can
I... You need some help, man.
No, man.
You need some help.
I need to ask you a question. When you see a bald man, you wouldn't think you wouldn't consider going to bed with him, would you?
Oh, yes, that, I would. As a matter of fact, my husband is bald. I don't have any problems with
was
that.
He
That's
bald?
Not a life-threatening situation.
Was he bald when you married him?
Yes, he was.
Well, then you're one in a...
You have a problem with that?
No, you're
That's
one in a...
That's what I'm saying. That's exactly my point. You need some psychotherapy to deal with your personal problems. But do not compare them with the life-threatening situations of the population in general.
I think that's what we're trying to say here, Mr. Sewell, that a hurricane which can tear down a family's home, which can take life, how can that compare to you having to go back in for a prostate exam?
I'm talking about the pain that adds up, the pain that... When you see your first gray hair on your private region, you'll think Hurricane Isabel is a soft...
Oh, my God. You know, you do need help. You do. I really
I don't understand.
Go for some help.
Why?
I'm serious.
Well, you know something. You
Listen,
people...
I'm a nurse. I know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
You're out of contact with reality.
Ma'am,
you need some psychotherapy really fast or you're going to be out of control.
Ma'am, you can rebuild a home. You can't replace...
You can't replace your husband who died in a hurricane, has split in half. You cannot replace your pets. You cannot replace your children. That's what we're talking about.
When you said that you that this cop
pain,
made it...
Your pain that you go through...
You can remarry. You can remarry. You see what I'm saying?
The pain that you go through is pain that everybody faces in everyday life. That's part of living. The pain that we're talking about is loss of life.
Valeni,
okay?
Valeni.
Which you find comical, and in my opinion, you're sick. You need some help.
Valeni,
I think that's all I have to say.
I have seen gray hair in my pubic region. Have you? No.
I don't need to see that. That's part of life.
Unless
I don't have a problem with that. Man, get on with life. Get some help.
You don't have any. So in other words, your pubic hair is not gray yet. That answers my question.
Phil Hendry Show.
Comedy Gold.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
The Phil Hendry Show is brought to you by Nissan and your Nissan dealer.
1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
Dr. Jim Sadler on the line right now, who is a consultant to some union organizers. Now, there is a strike here in Southern California and across parts of the United States, Kentucky, Ohio, of grocery store workers. And they are striking for a variety of issues. There are picket lines around three major, major supermarket chains here in California as well as elsewhere in the country. Dr. Sadler, you have consulted with union organizers in the past about their end of the bargaining, more specifically working directly with union members walking a picket line. What does the public... What can the public think or should think when they see a picket line around a supermarket?
Well, it's a very good question, Phil. This is a strike of supermarket workers. This isn't anything that you want to fool around with. You need to give these workers... I feel they need to be given what they want because the problem that you have with this kind of a strike... when you're talking about a strike of supermarket workers, you're not talking about a transit strike, you're not talking about a garbage strike, you're not even talking about a police strike, you're talking about a strike that hits right at the very center of the American home, and that is people's ability to eat. And that's why I suggest to your listeners, and if I could make an appeal right now to any young child that is listening, it's tough to tell you this, that your mommy and your daddy won't be able to buy you anything to eat if the supermarket workers stay on strike and are not given what we feel they rightfully deserve, more money and more time off. But management won't do that, and I hope your daddy doesn't work for management because you may be hungry.
Well, that's kind of fear-mongering to children, isn't it?
But the most important thing that we have is the communication to these people to tell them to just back off
and allow the supermarket workers to picket. The issues are more money and more vacation time. And
are those the central issues?
To my understanding, yes.
All right. Well, you mentioned the picket lines at these supermarkets. You wrote that it wouldn't be a good idea for people to cross them.
I think so, Phil. This is always the toughest part.
Like if I want to go to the store and I want to buy some food, you know.
Well, the toughest part of any strike, especially this kind of a strike where grocery store workers will be walking a picket line, is telling people not to cross the picket line. This is serious business. These workers' rights are on the line. So I would say no. You really better not cross the picket line. And that means you don't go into the store to shop. And if your children are hungry, remember that it's the fault of management. And
Let me back you up. What do you mean we better not go into the store?
Well, it's mostly a safety issue. These are union members who are workers. They work with their muscle. These are people who load on docks, people who stock, people who do this sort of thing. And so going into the store to shop, even when we said don't do it, it's like you're asking for it. So,
well, when you say asking for it, you're exhorting, are you exhorting union members, union people? One of the reports we had yesterday, you were at one of the stores verbally accosting a female shopper that crossed the line?
No, let's be clear. They went into the store claiming they needed food, and they needed diapers and tampons or something. And when they came out, I told her that I was going to check a basket to see if she was lying, and she refused. And I used a verbal command for her not to shop there again.
Well, Mr. Sadler, did you use the C word, and did you use the word, and forgive me, folks, did you use the word douche?
You know, I don't know what I said. I don't think that's the point of what we're talking about. I want to be able to make my point. I'm saying to people they should not cross the picket line. If you do, man, you're asking for it. I mean,
That's the second time you use that phrase. I want to give the number out, 1-800-449.
Well, you're making it sound like it's my issue.
Well, we'll decide here, sir. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Dr. Jim Sadler, who has worked in the past. Are you working right now with the grocery store?
Well, no, I'm not now, but I am a sympathizer with their strike.
All right. Who is saying that these grocery store workers that have gone out on strike, and it'll be across the United States very soon, will be setting up picket lines in front of your local supermarket, and you better not cross the picket line because these are well-muscled people who work with their hands. Are you threatening physical violence?
No, not at all. You used the example right there, Phil. A woman went into the store. I said, you know, don't do it, and she went in anyway. And then when she came, I said, well, what are you going to buy? And she said she needed some tampons. I forget. And so I looked into her basket, and it turned out she was lying to me.
What right do you have to go into somebody's basket and then to announce on the air they had tampons in there or anything else?
What right do I have?
What right do you or any union person have going into someone?
I'm a union consultant. I have my master's degree in human sciences. I have a bachelor's degree in urban engineering. She told me she was going in to get, you don't want me to say it. She said she was going in to get the tampons. And I said, I'm the voice of a lot of these workers. And
then you used the C word on her. And
well, she went across the picket line. You never, ever cross a picket line. Never. And I don't know what I said. That's not the point. The point is she lied. She crossed that picket line. And the other is if you go into the store across the picket line, don't buy food because, you know, you're not supposed to buy food.
And I have children. They're hungry. The store that I shop at is a store that your union and...
Well, it's not my union. It's just...
All right, the store that I shop at is the union that is on strike currently. I crossed the picket line to buy food.
Well, then you're asking for it, you know.
What exactly am I asking for?
First of all, I'm going to, you know, ask you why you're asking for it. What did I ever do to you?
What am I asking for?
No, I just want, what did I ever do to you to make me have to, you know, do what I got to do.
What are you going
to
do?
What did I ever do to you?
What did you ever do to me? You're blocking the freaking... All right. So you're saying the physical violence?
I don't want to talk about that. Just do me a favor, Mr. Henry. Tell your audience never, ever, ever cross a picket line. Otherwise, I saw a guy cross a picket line once, and I said, man, he's asking for it. You know.
Well, first of all, I don't know where you get the right to confiscate food.
Well, the strike isn't effective unless people go hungry. What we are trying to do is to see if we can, you know, if children are hungry because of this strike, we're doing something right. And I don't want to hurt children, but I think the more children that say to their parents during the strike, you know, mommy, I'm hungry, mommy, oh, mommy, now you know you're doing...
You don't want children to suffer.
No, I don't, but I do, I want them, you know, to at least say, mommy, I'm hungry.
1-800-449-8686, Mr. Jim, Dr. Jim Sadler, on the possibility of grocery store workers striking across the United States. Brad, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yes, sir. I've got a comment for that gentleman. He needs to keep himself out of it, because the way I'm understanding it, he is just trying to extort, trying to say the union's going to jump on people that are coming in there to shop, and that is wrong.
Well, wait a minute. What are you going in there to shop for?
To buy groceries, to feed my family.
Well, it's a picket line. You don't go across the picket line.
Sir, let me ask you a question. I'm a truck driver. We pay lumpers to unload our trucks at the grocery stores.
Yeah.
There's not that many of the grocery workers that handle that food except inside that store.
Well, wait a minute. Your wife, I assume your wife does the shopping of the groceries for the most part.
For the most part, yeah.
All right. Make sure she doesn't lie to you and say that she went to a store that she didn't go to. That's all. Because if she's lying to you...
Wait a minute. You're not listening. What do you mean if she's lying to him?
Well, he's out driving a truck. How does he know what she's doing?
Hey, I know what my wife's doing.
Yeah, but you don't know if she's
crossing. I know exactly what she does, and you need to listen also. Like I said, I'm a truck driver. If all of us complain and whine because we didn't have enough money, then a lot of people would do without a lot of stuff. But we don't do that.
Wait a minute.
If I want more money, I go to another job that pays me better.
Wait a second. Are you in a union? Because you don't sound like a union guy.
No, sir, I'm not.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So, in other words, you do the bidding of the man. Look, if you're trucking business...
I don't do the bidding of nobody.
If you're trucking business...
I work my job, make my money to pay for my family.
What if you went on strike? Would you want me to cross your picket line? No. Your wife's... You're not a scab lover, right?
I'm not going on strike.
While you're driving your truck, your wife's hanging out with scabs. What do you want...
Okay, now, come on.
No, she's not.
Come on.
Well, that's what you said.
Come on. That's a personal... What do you mean his wife's hanging out with scabs?
You said... She's going off the...
You need to go find your real life instead of attacking other people that are trying to put food in her family's mouth.
All I'm trying to say is, and this can be over quicker, or it just depends. We want to make sure that people know that without us, they don't eat.
They will eat without you. I've heard this for the last 3 or 4 days.
Who's going to put the groceries on the counter?
Where people are getting paid $15 to $18 an hour.
Yeah.
That is above average.
Wait a minute.
I don't want to hear no crap. If they want more money, they go to another job.
People are going
to
go hungry if we don't get the money because...
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are. Who's going to put the groceries on the counter?
How do you
see?
Figure that?
Yeah, see?
The main one I've been hearing is Albertsons. Last time I knew of, Walmart sells groceries.
Try getting your groceries out of the store when there's nobody to check them out. Thank you.
There'll be plenty of them to check them out.
Listen, Brad, thank you for your call. I got to take a break. If what I'm hearing you say is true, you hope children go hungry?
No, I would feel I'm a father, but I think it would help our movement if a child said, Mommy, I'm very hungry. Because, like, this guy doesn't think if we go on strike, he's going to eat. Who's going to check the groceries out? Who's going to put the groceries on the shelves? And other things like that. The children have to know that, Mommy, you know, they don't. Do you want your children to believe that you're trying to starve them to death? Then make sure that this strike is settled in our favor.
All right, Jim Sadler with us on the potential for a grocery store strike spreading across the country. The workers are out here in California at three major chains. They're out in Kentucky and Ohio and how many other states, Janice? I guess we got Virginia as well. And it's a work stoppage like so many we've had in this country. Our number, 1-800-449-8686. Mr. Sadler there, Dr. Sadler, is not affiliated with the union, but he says, were he advising them, he is telling people, don't ever cross a picket line. And number two, you know, how are you going to eat if the grocery store workers are out on strike? Who will put the groceries on the shelf and check them out for you? 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Building sandcastles in your mind. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
We're going to get back to our phone calls. Dr. Jim Sadler on the possibility of a grocery store strike across the country. That would be grocery workers striking supermarkets. Three supermarket chains here in California have been affected. Virginia, Ohio, Kentucky as well.
Phil, if I could jump in before you take a call.
Go ahead.
I think what we're trying to do is impress upon people how serious this is. We have been forced to bring to the strike sites pictures, and we have had to bring pictures of aborted fetuses. Because
why? To a grocery store strike?
Because we have to show people, as they're attempting to cross our picket line, what we have to do if we don't get a pay raise. We have to abort babies. Because I can't afford, or my co-worker can't afford, to pay for the children. So when people go in to buy their groceries, we show them, look at this. This is thank you very much, by the way. I was going to teach him to play baseball, and now look at him. He's on a napkin. I mean, this is what we've been...
All right, I understand, sir. 1-800-449-8686. Twala. Go ahead, Twala. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Dr. Jim Sadler.
Dr. Sadler, I want to know what gives you the right to tell somebody what they can and cannot do to support their family.
Well,
if my kids are hungry, I've got to cross that line.
Well, you can't. It's a picket line.
No. If my kids are hungry, they will eat. And there's nothing that you can do about it.
You have to give me a pay raise first.
No, the Bible gives references as to how you should live. It don't tell you how you should live. So what makes you think you can tell somebody on what they should and shouldn't do?
Miss, look, all you're going
to
do
is... I have to go and check out my own groceries.
I understand.
But my kids will eat.
You're feeding your children Hawaiian punch as it is. I mean, why would you want...
What do you mean this woman...
How would you know what I'm feeding my kids? How would you know what I'm feeding my kids? My kids don't drink Hawaiian punch. And if they did buy, I mean, drink it, so what?
Well, so I bet what? Do your kids have
sounds
Twinkies?
To me, no, you're an educated idiot.
What do your
exactly
kids
what
have?
You are.
What do your kids have for breakfast?
What do they have? What I buy for them?
Well, what
I buy for breakfast?
What is
what
that?
I decide to make?
I'll give
I make
you
eggs, grits, or whatever I
eggs.
Choose.
Okay, eggs.
The things that I buy at the grocery store.
You can
and
go
there's
to...
nothing that you can do about
nothing
it. If I
can do
to
about
go
it?
In the grocery store.
If you go into the grocery store to get the eggs. What if they're not on the shelf? You know why? Because nobody put them out there. Yeah. Where are you going
to
get them now?
Store.
Huh?
You know what? I know how to go out there to a hen and pick my eggs. I know how to go out there and get eggs.
Right.
Yes, I do, honey.
Oh, you're going to live in an apartment and have a hen laying
eggs? I don't live in a... Let me tell you something. I work two full-time jobs and go to school full-time to take care of my family. I get out there and do what I need to do to take care of my kids.
But you feed them Twinkies for breakfast.
If they're so worried about they're not making enough money, go get a second job.
Wait a second. How could a woman who feeds her kids Twinkies and Hawaiian punch for breakfast and lives
same
in the
same way your mama did when she was raised, the same way your mama did when she was raising you, can your ass eat Twinkies and Hawaiian punch? I don't think you know better than I am because you're a doctor, or so you say. All I say is you're an educated jackass.
I'm sorry, dear, but unless you can lay eggs yourself, you ain't getting any eggs.
Well, your mama did, so I might be able to do it, too.
Oh, so now we're attacking my mama. This is
you
a very...
You set up and attack me? I'm a mama.
This is a very ethnic argument, Mr. Hendry, that blacks...
Never mind about blacks or anything else.
Well, they always say your mama.
Oh, I'm sorry. Your mother...
There you go.
That's
the King's English. Now,
can we get back on point here, ladies and gentlemen? Can we please get back on point?
What other than you being an idiot?
Well, I'll tell you unless you're squatting and popping eggs out of your...
I already know that you're an idiot, so
I don't think children can function well on Hawaiian Punch.
Will you knock it off with the Hawaiian Punch thing? She says she doesn't give her kids Hawaiian Punch.
I think you're thirsty. Do you want some Hawaiian Punch?
I think it's funny.
Do you like a glass of Hawaiian Punch?
Twala? By the way, what's Twala? What is that? I don't get it. Is it like twiddle?
Okay, so you're knocking her name. You're knocking what she gives her kids for breakfast. You don't like Mama.
Oh, I love Mama. He can't knock me.
You know, Twala, you can't.
Baby, you can't knock me. All you are doing is embarrassing yourself.
Ma'am,
now that you've gone to my ethic that I am, I'll get white on you.
Wait a second.
Is that better?
Oh, that's good. I like that.
Oh, groovy dude.
What are you laughing at, Mr. Hendry?
I think the lady's funny.
So you're mocking the efforts of a union just to get black listeners on your side.
Wait a minute. No. What is it with you and the race all of a sudden, man? We're talking about a grocery store strike that involves all kinds of workers, white and black.
Well, she brought it up.
Black people listen to the talk radio, too. Is that okay?
Look, ma'am, do you want to see more aborted babies? Go ahead and shop for Twinkies.
Your mom aborted you. She just came back.
All right. Thank you very much, Twala.
My mama.
You started it. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Grocery store workers may go out on strike en masse. What will that mean to you? This man says that if he had his way, you wouldn't be able to get into the store to buy any food. The kids might even go hungry. What happens when you see a picket line at your grocery store? 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Truth, justice, comedy. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
All right, I'm going to get back on the line here. Dr. Jim Sadler. Dr. Sadler, I can hear you outside of the supermarket now. Is that correct?
One of these stores, Phil, that we are currently... Okay, I'm looking at... some members of management are coming out. Hold on for a minute.
Well, stay away from the picket line. Stay away from the picket line. Don't go in the store.
It's difficult for us to try and to, what we're attempting to do is to try to keep people out of the store.
Get out of there.
But again, people need to eat.
Well, guess who else needs to eat? Our union workers need to eat. We have children, too. We don't get enough vacation time, and we want more money.
All right, and you said if you don't get these things, then there won't be anybody to check the groceries out, put them on the shelves.
Right. I mean, the groceries don't walk off the truck and put themselves on the shelf. And suppose you need corn, a classic example. Suppose it's summertime, and you'd like your corn shucked, or you want the yellow corn as opposed to the sweet corn, and we only have the yellow corn in the back. How are you going to get it? Oh, wait a minute.
Hey, you want...
Hold on for a minute, Phil.
Hey, you
okay, I can't,
Listen, you are doing this. Get your hands off the cart. Get your hands off the cart and walk away from it.
Are you honestly calling women whores?
Mr. Henry, we're doing everything we can.
1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Dr. Jim Sadler is with us.
All right.
Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Did you say management was coming out?
Here comes the guy. What do you want?
I'm asking you to, this is a private parking lot here.
All right, is that a manager?
He is a manager, right. I'm a consultant.
All right, this is a private area. I'm asking you all to leave, please.
Turn it up here.
All right, let me get over to a phone call here. Victoria, go ahead.
First off, I'd like to say that when I turned my radio on, I thought this was a joke. I did not believe what I was hearing. You sound like you belong on the Jerry Springer Show. You would make headlines. You sound like you're from some backward country. First off, you're attacking women verbally. Secondly,
Excuse me, you're now
attacking the children.
What are you talking about? If you don't give the union workers what they need, the children will starve.
You know what? I can be sympathetic. I can be sympathetic to these people's needs. If they require more money or they require more time off, there has to be a process in which to deal with this. But you're starting, you sound like a spoiled, rotten little brat digging his heels in and saying, I want. And if I can't get what I want, that's it.
We will get what you're not going to cross. What, are you going to cross the picket line? Of course not. You'll see reason.
You bet your sweet boots I am, baby. As a parent, if my children are hungry and there are needs, I will do everything within my power to ensure that my children are looked after, clothed, fed, kept safe, whatever is necessary.
Even if you're looking at the picture of my aborted son.
Your son wasn't aborted.
But theoretically is what I'm saying.
What does that have to do with the issue of these people wanting more money?
Ma'am, I'm saying that there are union members of supermarket. Okay, so you're going to go to the store to get food for your child, correct?
Absolutely.
What does your child like to eat? Just name a favorite food that maybe your son or your daughter likes.
What does my son or daughter like to eat?
Like
my children eat a very healthy, balanced meal.
All right. Then
we order have vegetables
out. Have
every day.
Have you heard of takeout?
Yes, we have heard of takeout, believe it or not.
Chinese food, Mexican food,
what's
they all
your
have
point?
Great takeout. My point is your children are not going to starve, ma'am. Carl's Jr., Wendy's, Wimpy's, McDonald's, Jesus.
You just finished criticizing a woman on the phone about feeding her children, what was it, Hawaiian Punch and Twinkies. Telling me to order takeout?
Ma'am,
would you like to tell me how that's better?
Okay, a lot of blacks serve their kids Hawaiian Punch.
Wait a minute.
What does black have to do with it?
Because she started
this
it with the
your
mama.
This is not a racial
thing.
Issue, and
she
I'm not here to discuss racism with you. That is not the point, and I refuse to discuss that.
Well, you're going to have to discuss it because you have no choice. You're talking to me, and I'm going to discuss it. Now then.
Wait a minute.
Well,
I'm the host of the show.
I'm
the host of the show.
I'm not going to discuss what this woman's race was, because that has nothing to do with the issue.
Ma'am, save an aborted baby. Go to Jack in the Box. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm trying to say to you.
Wait a minute. I want to exercise some control here because I understand Victoria's frustration. First of all, let's stick to the issue here. Talk about black people feeding their kids Hawaiian Punch and Twinkies for breakfast.
Well, she didn't deny it.
Never mind what she said. The fact of the matter is, you guys, or you're encouraging strikers at least, not to let anybody cross a picket line. Strikers, well, I hear a lot of the strikers are telling people, well, here's an alternative grocery store to go to.
Well, they're a bunch of... I mean, what I'm trying to do here is get some muscle into this thing. Kids start going hungry, we start seeing some results.
So it's okay to attack the children?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Why not?
Yeah.
Do you have children, sir? And
yes.
I use that term loosely. Do you have children?
You do what loosely? I'm sorry.
Do you have children?
Yes, I do have children, and
so you would stand by and let your children go hungry?
No, that's why we are demanding we get more money and more vacation time.
So do you think that, and may I ask how much vacation time these employees are eligible for?
You in a blue skirt, get back in your car, you cow. What is
Are you calling women cows?
What gives you the right to talk to these women like this?
What gives her the right to shop in a store that I'm striking? See? Don't have an answer for that, do you?
She has a right to be wherever she wants.
Ma'am.
If she chooses to shop and attempt to cross the picket line, what difference does it make to you?
Get back in the car, you freaking cow. Ma'am, I am trying...
All right, I don't want to hear any more of this. I understand a man in management. Is he there?
Mr. Henry, my name is Robert Green, Mr. Henry, yes.
Are you the manager of the store, sir?
Yes, I am.
Can you tell me what's going on?
Since about 6 a.m., these people have been here. It's a man and his wife, this gentleman, Mr. Sadler. And
there are only two people there?
Yes, sir, just this man and his wife, and she's in the car reading. Oh, so now the woman's laughing at me?
You're an idiot.
I'm an idiot.
You're an idiot.
Wait,
you know what? Why, you should be on Jerry Springer. You are exactly what Jerry Springer makes his headlines with. I honestly thought this was a joke. I did not believe that this was a real issue. It can't be. I cannot believe that somebody like you, where are you from?
Get that mongoloid brat out of that shopping cart before I tip it over.
I'm sorry? What did you say,
where are you?
Mr. Henry, I just wanted to jump in. I have called the police.
Well, that's what I was going to suggest.
I have called. They are on their way. This man's been here verbally harassing my shoppers. He's not part of any union. He's wearing a Anaheim Angels T-shirt. He looks like a jackass.
Call me a jack.
This gentleman actually took a ham out of a woman's cart and threw it out on the parking lot.
Well, then you have to call the police.
And the lady that's laughing at me? Oh, man, I hate you so much.
Good.
All right,
Victoria. I'm really glad that you do.
Yeah.
I'm really glad that you do.
Where's your husband right now?
You will never be on the same level or have the same amount of class that these callers have given.
You're a baby killer.
Listen, thank you very much, Victoria. Thank you.
Your opinion.
Thank you. 1-800-449-8686. So you're standing there telling people to get mongoloids out of their cart, and you're not even a member of a union. How many people are there?
Me and my wife.
And your wife's in the car reading.
Yeah. She brought along some light reading.
And you're...
That's what I'm talking about, Mr. Henry. It's the craziest thing you ever seen. I open up the store at 6 o'clock. This guy's got a bullhorn. Calling people sluts, douche, this.
I thought he was a...
Well, I don't know what you thought, but this guy's an idiot. Now he's going back to his car. Where are you going? To get a sandwich. He's going to his car for a sandwich.
All right. I'm sorry that he bothered you, sir, and...
Well, it's not your fault. We'll get him out of here.
Thank you very much.
I think he's... the guy's wearing a Speedo, if it's interesting, you know, I don't know what that's about. I think he's on drugs.
Want to get a sandwich.
All right. I apologize.
Not a problem.
Your name, you're again Robert Green?
Yes, sir, Phil. Robert Green with Fraser Foods here in Planet Park.
Thank you, sir. So I thought I'm talking to a guy on a picket line. It's some guy, some nut with a bullhorn, while his wife's in the car with some light reading. 1-800-449-8686. Unfreaking real. Phil Henry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Henry Show. The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
And this is the Phil Henry Show. The voice of Jim Sadler was performed by me. The people who call are real people, unprompted, unpaid, no ringers, none of that. We don't play that, not on this show, maybe others. We don't pay our callers here. We don't pay people to call our show, unlike many, many other talk shows that I could mention, but I won't because I'm polite. Seriously, shows that pay callers, how pathetic. How pathetic. I mean, where does it end? They're going to start paying the hosts next. 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show. And let me tell you about this grocery strike. Some of you guys are probably scratching your fuzzy little heads and going, what? It's not happening here, not in our neck of the woods, Phil. Kroger's is still open, doing brisk business. Well, I'll tell you, here in California, we have three chains here. And I've lived all over the country. Like when I lived up in the Midwest, it was Byerly's and Rainbow Foods and Kroger's down south. And in Florida, it's Winn-Dixie and Publix. And it's kind of cool all across the country, different grocery stores, right? What is this called? Seamus Foods? Oh, yeah, it's big in Denver. Sure. You never heard of Seamus Foods? No, that's, you know. See, out here we have Vaughn's, Albertson's, and Ralph's. Grand Union is in New York and in Jersey, right? Grand Union Foods, right? And they all have the great commercials, don't they? Come to Grand Union Foods. This weekend, steaks are thick and juicy and only 14 cents a pound. Hungry, aren't you? And you're probably living under a bridge. I'm Bill Johnson for Grand Union. If you had food, you could come in and get a big, thick, juicy brisket. But you're probably broke living in a car. Pathmark Foods, yeah, all of them. Byerly's was up in Minnesota, and then Rainbow Foods was a co-op. You know, the big warehouse style deals. Anyway, out here we got a thing called Vons, which used to be, I know the history of it, it used to be Shopping Bag. Anybody in California tell you it was Shopping Bag? I was a box boy. Back in the day when bagging groceries was a real art, when you were really proud at how fast you could bag groceries. Remember back in the day when you'd like, man, you could jam 18,000 bags. Now, these cats that are bagging groceries, holy God. Well, with all due respect, though, I mean, the people they hire now to bag groceries, how do I put this, and I want to be very delicate, it's like, that's okay, Jimmy, put the milk on the bottom, okay? Okay, Mr. Henry, do you want plastic or paper? I'd like to have plastic today, Jimmy. Plastic or paper? I think I just said plastic. Okay, you want paper? No, you retard. I want plastic. I don't do that. That's fine. I'm not in that big of a freaking hurry. But out here, we got a strike. Now, the issues have to do with not giving back benefits. I want to tell you this just from the standpoint of I'm a union member. And when I say I'm a union member, it's almost laughable. I belong to something called the American Federation of Television and Radio Artists, AFTRA. I do not work for an AFTRA signatory. I don't necessarily have to. I also belong, this is a real gag, I belong to the Screen Actors Guild. But that's only because I do voiceovers for television. I have to be in that union. These are unions. And they're affiliated with the AFL-CIO. So I don't cross picket lines as a union member. I will not cross another union's picket line. So I'm not going to be shopping at Ralph's, Vons, or... what's the other one? Albertsons. That means I'm going to go to Gelson's, which frankly their meat is better over there and their produce too. So then, well, I don't know. Gelson's is fine, but Gelson's is high end. You guys got those high end markets in your neck of the woods? Oh, and Safeway up north is going to be striking too, right? In San Francisco, Safeway. Used to have Safeway in L.A., they're gone. Anyway, make a long story short, the workers in this union apparently are upset that some benefit, there may be a give back on benefits. You know, it's kind of tough, but grocery store workers, man, I'm looking at a lot of machines that are happening and don't look like you guys going to be having gigs too. I mean, like the people that check the groceries out, you can do that on a conveyor belt now. Honest to God, you just put it in there and just
49 cents, 59 cents.
People are checking themselves out. Okay, that's that. Now, let's talk about the guys that are stocking the shelves. Well, you know what? After a while, you'll only need like four people. Produce, bulk goods, the manager, the guy who goes with the keys and unlocks the cigarettes, and that's it. And all of the checkers, all of the baggers, gone, man. That's the way it looks to me. But in any event, I don't cross a picket line. Now, I said I laughably belong. Yeah, it's a union. I belong to a union. And I work for a living. And the union that I belonged to was necessary because, just like all unions became, you have to understand why unions exist in the first place. They exist in the first place because management, because people that ran companies couldn't be square with their workers. They just couldn't do it. They had to find a way to stick the shank in their back. They had to find a way to try to steal more money from them, to try to cut corners on working conditions, to try to cut corners. And the next thing you know, the workers of this country had no choice but to unionize. No choice. And you can, people, it's really funny how hated unions are in America. This is a country of the hardest working people in the world. And for some reason, unions are despised because we have an upwardly mobile mindset. We all want to be management someday. Americans, unlike other people in this world, are not necessarily satisfied with where they are. They want to be the owner of the company someday. They want to be the manager of the company someday. And so we identify, even if we are a guy working on an assembly line, we identify with the owner of the company. And we say, Mr. Brown's got a good point. I mean, 5 minutes for a coffee break seems like an awfully long time. I could drink a cup of coffee in a minute. But we do have some people, not a lot, but some who are satisfied with their lot in life and they want to work and they have to form a union because, like I said, there's only one way that a man makes his money owning a company. Oh, actually two. One is by screwing the employee out of as much money as he can and the other is by charging the customer as much money as he can. Now, you may think that I'm wrong and you may not like the way I put it, but that's the fact, Jack. He charges as much as he can and he keeps as much money away from his employees as he can. Now, that's it. And that's all there is to it. That's why unions had to come about. So today, these grocery store workers are on strike. I don't know whether they're going to get what they want. Probably they won't. They'll probably have to go back in. They'll probably get some appeasement. They're all going to be automated out of a job in 10 years. You know it and I know it. But I won't cross the picket line. I'll respect them. I'm going to go to Gelson's. I'm going to go shop at... I'm going to go back to the liquor store. I'm just going to buy bags of chips, cookies, you know, candy bars, and big bottles of malt liquor. That's how I'll live for the next few weeks till this thing's wrapped up. I'll live like I'm... In other words, I'll live like I'm 18 again. 1-800-449-8686. Dean Wheeler on his new book, The Find the Passion Within. Dean is a professor of human studies. We'll be talking about couples and why they go so long without sex these days. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. 1-800-449-8686.